sir.
Give me Joe Califano.
Yes, sir.
Joe, I talked to Wirtz in Chicago. I talked to Jim Reynolds. He said that this was rather proved and gone over all the time by Gaither, and that they understood right up to the last stages that the president approved this and was agreeable to it. Now, your kid just must not involve me in these things and not even express an opinion. They must come talk to me. And
President, that is not...
Well, that's what they said.
We worked with them on it. And
well...
And we recommended it to you, but we told them that it was... just proof it. I told him a half a dozen times.
Well, he says you told him to disprove it, but they figured that he'd already in effect approved it, you see, and you let him along. I don't know why you get into something like this with them without asking me. Why don't you ask me, do you want to abolish a bunch of bureaus? Do you want to effect a reorganization that'll put Stanley Ruttenberg in charge over there? And you want to try to fix this thing as you're going out of office in your dying days? And I tell you no. I didn't even know Gaither was working with him. I don't know why. I don't know where he got his authority to work with him. I don't want him working with him. And God knows what y'all are doing around with those folks. Have you got any more things like this in the mail?
No, sir, but Mr. President, I don't... that is not fair on Jim's part. I hate to say that, but I think he's trying to protect words. And, that's just not fair.
Well, he says they worked with Weeks with Gaither and that he approved every bit of it and they didn't have no reason to believe it wasn't right until the last few days. And that we ought to have indicated to them before that. They thought they were carrying out the president's views, that he put out a memorandum June 26th to use imagination. They were using it. I said, well, you can use imagination without abolishing bureaus. And I have had this matter taken up with me by various people. And I've told them this is just not going to take place in this administration, and it's not. And I just think it's awful that a president has to do things like this. But you see, I don't know what your men are signed. I let you bring in Nimitz and Gith and all those boys. You brought them in, built you up a staff. And I don't know what you got them doing. I have no idea that they're out here reorganizing an outfit that has relations with 50 states of the Union. And all of them just be mad as hell about it.
Sir, that was done with... There was staff work done on that like anything else. They knew it had to go to you for approval. It was done by...
Well, you see, it didn't have to go to me for approval. It went to me and I disapproved it and it's put in effect anyway. And they do it under kind of the cloud that they think, you see. It's kind of like going out with your girl and they kind of think, well, she's in the White House, you see.
Sir, I really think he's only trying to protect Bill. I don't...
Well, he doesn't need to protect Bill because Bill doesn't need any protection. I'm just not going to put this into effect. And I'm just awfully sorry that your people are even working on it.
Sir, we didn't do anything on that in terms of staff work that we wouldn't do on anything. That, you know, whether it was a legislative program or anything.
Well, let me just issue this instruction now. Whatever men you've got or whatever they're working on, just tell them. Anybody proposes reorganizing, consolidating, changing anything, putting anybody out of business, out of a job, or changing the normal, natural relation we've had 5 years, that the answer is no. Just don't go to work on it. I don't know, maybe whether Nimitz or some of them got something like that. But let's just don't do that, and let's tell Wirtz in the morning when he calls. I'll talk to him, see if he calls me. But just tell him that they have to unravel this thing, because I'm not going to put this in effect in my administration. They can put it in effect his administration, or in Humphrey's administration, or Nixon, but not in mine.
Well, they understand that. The only thing even resembling anything like this is that regional plan that Charlie Swift brought up with you last night, which I had them having rechecked to make sure they looked every different. No other reorganization.
I don't think we can do that. I just don't believe we ought to in the dying days of administration anymore, and I believe we ought to issue all these executive orders that they want us to put out. Just not going to do it. Anyway, you understand it. It's clear. Just tell your boys to watch it and tell them that they had no authority from the president. The president didn't even know they was working on it. I hate to repudiate them, but God knows I didn't know they was working on something like this.
You have no problem with that.
I didn't.
Never anticipated anything being done without clearing.
Okay.
It's like doing and trying to death out anything else in the world. But they never.
Well, but you see, when they get involved with a man like this and they encourage him along and they get a plan worked up, then he goes ahead and does it, whether he got authority or not.
That's done it the whole night. Told that it wasn't me telling him not to do it. That I had been it. I told him that he didn't do it. No, Jim himself was the one that called me Saturday morning or Friday afternoon whenever I sent you that note. And asked me to send your note, asked me to talk to you about it.
Well, he said Wirtz called him. He was from St. Louis and told him to go on and put it in effect. So he says it's just a partial. Well, I think it is just partial, but it's just the thing they object to a great deal. And I have told them that I'm not going to do it.
Well, I think that's absolutely right. But I do think, sir, you're going to have more of these problems with that particular person.
No, what they're doing, we'll get somebody out. Okay, much better.